Fraud investigator David Sawyer is an expert at outsmarting white-collar criminals. He's a forensic accountant who has cracked cases for clients like the federal government, global corporations, and private businesses, just to name a few. He says it's important to protect your personal financial information, especially around the holiday season. Sawyer suggests being alert around the home when getting rid of old bills.
If you're throwing your bills away, the least you can do is not put your garbage out until the next morning. Certainly don't leave it out overnight, because anybody walking down the street 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning can just lift your garbage, throw it in the back of a pickup truck, and go somewhere else to sift through it and find just a gold mine of information.
Sawyer says one way to prevent becoming a statistic is to shred old bills if you do toss them in the garbage.
Do a cross-cut or diamond-cut shredder. Those are typically more secure. You'd be surprised how creative thieves can be in pasting things back together.
Sawyer recommends shredding anything that has your name and address on it, especially those new credit card applications. And when it comes to paying your bills, Sawyer suggests thinking twice about sending personal checks in the mail.
Say you're mailing your American Express bill and you stick it out in the mailbox and you flip that red flag up. That's just an invitation and a welcome mat for the fraudster to come in and steal your identity. Because look what they've got. More than likely, they've got your name, probably your wife's name. They've got your home address. They've probably got your phone number from your check. They've got your bank account number. They've got what your signature looks like. In addition to that, on the pay stub of the American Express card, they've got your account number.
Once a year, you can order a free copy of your credit report from the three main reporting agencies, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, to make sure no one has opened a bogus account. Sawyer also suggests contacting those three agencies to place fraud alerts on your credit accounts, even if you haven't been a victim of fraud.
That way, the credit reporting agencies will notify you if any changes have been made.
You can also go a step further and freeze your credit lines. A security freeze prevents anyone from opening a new card or taking out a loan unless you authorize it. Another thing you may want to do, guard your Social Security card and never carry it in your wallet.
I wouldn't even write your Social Security number on anything because people can pick it out. It's pretty easy to pick out. Memorize it, for one, and lock it up in a fireproof safe in your house. Never take it outside of your house.
Sawyer's final words of wisdom, keep your eyes open.
You know, the bottom line is just to be aware of your surroundings and that what things appear, not what they always are.
Keeping a silent criminal from getting their hands on your private financial information is something that may take an ounce of prevention, but could be worth more than a pound of the cure. For WABE News, I'm Kelly Callahan.